Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for long-term investing. Today we're diving deep into Palo Alto Networks, ticker PANW, a cybersecurity heavyweight that's been making waves in the tech space. Palo Alto has built a massive presence protecting enterprises from evolving threats. And with AI reshaping both attacks and defenses, this feels like a pivotal moment to examine where the business stands. The company, led by CEO Nikesh Arora and headquartered in Santa Clara, California, delivers firewall appliances, software, cloud security, and now expanding identity protection tools through platforms like Adira. It serves industries from finance to telecom with a workforce of about 15,758 people, and it's been laser-focused on integrating AI to handle the growing complexity of cyber risks. Breaking down the revenue picture, fiscal 2025 showed total revenue hitting $9.22 billion, split across product at $1.80 billion, support at $2.45 billion, and subscription leading the way at $4.97 billion. Geographically, the Americas drove the bulk at $6.21 billion, followed by EMEA at $1.92 billion, and Asia-Pacific at $1.10 billion, highlighting strong domestic demand with steady international growth. On the earnings front, the latest full-year results delivered net income of $1.13 billion and diluted EPS of 1.60, a solid step up from prior years where profitability was more uneven. Gross margins held firm near 73.5%, and operating income reached $1.24 billion, showing the business scaling efficiently even as it invests in new areas like identity security. Management commentary from the Q2 2025 call underscored continued momentum in subscription and support revenue, with emphasis on AI-driven security features helping customers stay ahead of threats. They highlighted how AI productivity gains are actually increasing demand for engineers rather than reducing headcount, and stressed the narrow window companies have to prepare for AI-powered cyberattacks becoming the norm. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets reached $23.58 billion, with cash and equivalents at $2.27 billion, while total liabilities sat at $15.75 billion and stockholders' equity at $7.82 billion. Cash flow from operations hit a strong $3.72 billion, supporting free cash flow at that same level and giving the company plenty of flexibility for acquisitions and R&D without stretching the balance sheet. Key metrics like return on equity at 15.5% and a current ratio just over 1.0 reflect a mature growth profile with controlled leverage. Valuation-wise, the stock trades at a premium with a trailing PE around 141 and price to sales near 18, reflecting high growth expectations in cybersecurity. Forward PE estimates trend down from the mid-40s toward the low 30s over the next several years as earnings scale, though near-term pressures from acquisition costs and competition keep the multiple elevated compared to broader tech peers. On the SWAT side, strengths include robust revenue scale exceeding $2 billion in a recent quarter and a clear AI integration strategy, while opportunities lie in identity security becoming a major growth engine. Weaknesses center on premium valuation and EPS pressures from acquisitions, and threats involve rapid tech shifts outpacing product development plus intensifying competition in the space. Recent performance shows some short-term pressure, with the stock down about 9.9% over the past week, 19.2% over the month, and roughly 25% over the trailing year, even as the five-year return clocks in at a strong 132%. That longer-term track record stands out against an industry that's also cooled off lately. Turning to intrinsic value, running the numbers through a discounted cash flow lens with standard assumptions around a 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth points to a base value in the mid-60s range, while alternative models land closer to 146. Against the current share price near 282, that suggests the market is pricing in substantial future growth and market share gains. So investors need to weigh whether Palo Alto can keep delivering the execution to justify that premium over the coming years. Overall, Palo Alto Networks remains a leader in a critical sector with strong cash generation and AI tailwinds, but the rich valuation means it's best suited for those with a multi-year horizon who believe in its ability to outpace both threats and rivals. If you're thinking about adding exposure here, keep an eye on how the identity security push and AI features translate into sustained subscription growth. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.